Before I begin, I just want to kind of give you a clue as to what it was like in 1969 to be an Army nurse, to be a nurse. We were still kneeling on the floor of our dorm, making sure our skirts hit the bottom. And if they didn't, you had to go back and get the hem out and redo it because you had to look a certain way professionally. And we stood when the doctor arrived at the desk. People were still smoking at the desk. It was like a strange time. And the Army recruiter came, and I was a candy striper, Girl Scout. I love uniforms. So I became a nurse. And they said, you can go anywhere you want to go. You can go to San Francisco. You can go to Denver. You can go to Washington, D.C. I hadn't been out of Pittsburgh, so I thought, oh, this sounds like a plan. So we got to basic training at Fort Sam, and they said 88% of you will be in Vietnam by the end of the year, and they were right. So anyway, the time that I went over was in the 60s, and I had one short poem called Euphoric Time, and I had that age between 18 and 21, the time before the reality of the struggle hits full force. The next one is Looking Back. Now, a lot of my friends got to fly over to Vietnam on TWA and United. I was so lucky. I got Airlift International, and it was a cargo plane. So here we go, reflections on a war that kept us cramped on a cargo plane for 24 hours, frightened humanity, each carrying a story in their heart. We are two females among the masses. We cling to each other, sharing our fears, our prayers, our lives. We cling to each other to support our sameness. My heart pounds with fear. I choke back tears of childhood, of friends, of memories, of hope. Will I make it back? What is war? Why is war? Will I learn the answer? This one is entitled Pre-op. A door gunner lay on a litter, rigid, immobile, in the shock, ice, of fear and pain, into twilight sleep falling, never seeing the care in her smile or hearing the sanity in her jokes, falling, never to feel the touch that wiped Asian dust from his forehead. Okay, thank you. This one is called Debriding. We saw a lot of burn patients in Vietnam, and that was one of the things that as a young nurse in Pittsburgh, you never saw burn patients, very rarely. They were in specialty units, specialty care, but in Vietnam, they were everywhere. So, debriding. I peel his dying skin off like layers of an onion. I cause pain to the back, shoulders, and limbs of this soldier burned. I peel to the healthy skin that will regrow and heal. I wait for someone to peel away my feelings of horror, disgust, helplessness, and sadness. I stuff them down and bandage them so they are hidden. So they are hidden like the burns covered in white cream. We talked last week about some of the hypocrisy of war, and I did have a little humor here. Snafu, I call it. God squad smoked dope. The priest was a closet gay. The top sergeant dealt in whores for lost lonely soldiers to lay. Innocence was not a character in this play. I think I missed one. Oh, The Visitor. The day the senator arrived to see the war firsthand, the enlisted painted white posts white, Desart sent Franco, the radical hippie freak from New York City, on a supply run 20 miles from base. What was the war like? He probably thought it was neat, white, clean, and quiet. These are some about the people there. Mama-san squats at her basin, wringing out endless chatter through blackened teeth that hide her smile, waddling off her sandals flap, orange clouds of dust, chase black silk pajamas, scurrying in the breeze to cover bowed legs. She filters out of our world, back to hers through a simple gate. Call this one Burnt Sienna. Lush deltas where water buffalo plod the rivers. Rice paddies touch the horizon. Heat and dust in season one, then the monsoon rains. Sapphire blue oceans touch beaches of whitest pearl. Skies painted in glory by the sun at dawn and dusk. Clouded now by barbed wire, pockmarked by shells, grenades, and napalm. Will it ever be green again? Combat zone. The conflict has never stopped. My mind's a battlefield where there is no treaty. I remember Joanne, who camouflaged efficiency in lyric voice and sweetness. Red alert! Tess could drink the strong under a table so they couldn't see her exit in masculine stride. Condition yellow, Marie rarely spoke, and when she did, it was literary, intellectual, and sometimes in Flemish. Firefight, I stole woman pictures from the mall. It doesn't matter now, they're locked in a DMZ. A minefield protects their discovery while war ravages my soul. The veteran, out of sync with time, still looking for, believing in the idealism that was our youth in the 60s. It took us to mourn at Arlington, to march in Selma, and to war in Asia. Then sent us home, battered by reality, home to a different life where old values, goals, and morals seep to the surface only now and then. And my next to the last thing, Agent Orange. Sprayed orange in a yellow war, breathing in and out the pixie dust that coats the air, seeping into the body, trying to destroy the soul. I am old now. The body is racked with pain, bones soft and bones broken. Lungs no longer willing to expand and let in the reborn air of spring. Inert too long, I must climb out of this bunker I have built to isolate my worn-out body to try and heal my war-torn soul. There will be no choppers to rescue me. Escape must be on my own. I wave the white flag of surrender so that I can move into the light. I walk toward the sunrise and the brightness of a new day, a new beginning, a new landing zone where the dust is no longer orange. I keep trying to tell the VA they need to do more research on the 11,000 women that were in Vietnam because they really don't grant any benefits to the women who served. And there have been a lot of them with weird cancers and weird diseases and all kind of things, but they need to do their homework a little bit better. But no one's called me to ask me my opinion. So, but Jimmy had mentioned the wall, and I had done a talk about the wall in Butler when they did the moving wall. And I just wanted to read this line because it sort of sums up what I think he feels and we all feel when you see the wall. This wall is majestic in its simplicity. where the panels of black stone hold not only the names of those killed, but in its mirror-like finish, the faces of all who come to witness its solemn statement. In reflection, we are made one with the monument. I will forever honor those heroes who have their names on this wall, and forever honor and open my heart to those who have returned. And I pray they will have a new beginning, a new landing zone where the dust is no longer orange. God bless the United States of America, and God bless our veterans and those who love them.